hier gaat een goede vriend, waar kon ik mannen, waar kon ik vrienden, waar kon ik raad. Ze willen hele schoenen, die zegt mannen. Die is na toen vier jaar toen hij raad. Wat ik niet hele schoenen, zegt mannen. Dat wil ik zeggen, na daar. Want hij remain sick, all his life. So that's it, in raad. As much as all his mannen, ze willen. So that could be the pshat in the magnesium. We see that there is a difference between the surim and the washing the table, and the surim should be washing the table. In regard to the Shabbat Shalom, the Shabbat Shalom, in regard to the halacha of Mudev Shem Shem Al Yizidim, so it only applies to the rites and the Tanakh and washing the table, like this is Mach Purim. It doesn't apply to the rites of the Tanakh and washing the table. In regard to the rites and washing the table, so it's Mechuyev and Mechiyah. Even if it appears in all probability that someone will not listen, that the people will not listen, as long as there is any possibility that they will listen, so it's not weird even to go to the extent of subjecting himself to Hakoy at least once in order to be Mechiyah, if it's before his Bateiro. But if it's not before his Bateiro, and if it appears, if it doesn't appear likely that they will pay attention, so then the law of Buddha Shishema is it. So we find a distinction between the rights of the Dhammi Furus Batero and the rights of the Nabi Furus Batero. So in regard to this too, according to Magnishni, it's a strange chiddush. Of course, all the other Shema Chilka. But according to Magnishni, so since every is on the rights, so he wouldn't have to give up the Imra. And he would be considered an honest couple, if he has to give the Imra. Because of the fact that Yishlach HaOdom, Shemomei Necholim Olof Nigofei, why does the Gemara emphasize the fact that Yishlach HaOdom, Shemomei Necholim Olof Nigofei? Why is that important? Where the woman is more Chodim than the Gubanav, why is that of relevance? The important question is he mechuyev to give up his money or not? The answer is, if not for the fact that yesh lecha odom shemomei lecholo l'gufei, so that means that this regard, this high regard for momen is a natural instinct in a person. So memele is not, so because the high regard for the momen of a person is instinctive with certain people, so in melee he would be considered an onus if not for the special zasakosuk of formula. But if there hadn't been any such people, suppose human nature would be such that no one would care for money. If instinctively every person would have no regard for money, so then he wouldn't be considered an onus. Why should he be an onus? But in view of the fact that there are certain people to whom the money is even more holy than their boat, they are ready to endure all kinds of pain and torture in order to preserve the property. In other words, it's an instinctive attribute in man. So in the melee, if someone would be able to avail in order not to suffer the loss of money, he would become very honest. If not for the special zasakosu that one is mechuyev to give out his money, for the benishon. So the male is not wrong. So that zasakosu, the Korik Magad Mishneh, applies only to Yisur Matoshi Bateiro, but not to the derises that are called in the safety by the Rambam. That are not with Roshi Bateiro. So the name of the Zerzakos doesn't apply. If the Zerzakos doesn't apply, so whatever is true of a Nisar Asay is true of a Nisar. Of a Nisar Asay that is not before Roshi Bateiro. Like the Nisar Asay of what Kelev Tashpich may say. Is that the Mashal of Kelev? We are the Mashlich, the Kelev, Komisur Shibateiro. So that's a Nisar Asay. But it's a Nisar Asay that is not before Roshi Bateiro. So maybe a Nisar Asay that is not before Roshi Bateiro is on the same level like a Chiyuv Asay and before Roshi Bateiro. So what we say in regard to a Chiyuv Asay that is before Roshi Bateiro, since the whole Dechot doesn't apply to a Chiyuv Asay. So maybe he's considered an onus, and he's not required to spend all his money in Rav, So, in this era, say, that is even before the Torah, see, in view of the fact that holding the Torah doesn't apply to it, so he's also an anus. And to remain a chilek, even though he will not die from it, so that's considered a imra, it's more than a imra. Alright, but this is the Magid Mishnah's job. Now, the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech is chilek on the Magid Mishnah. The Mishnah Melech is chilek on the Magid Mishnah. At first, the Mishnah Melech mentions the Shita of the Magid Mishnah, that there are two, that according to Magid Mishnah, there are two kinds of Shalom Shiderech HaNoson. One kind of Shalom Shiderech HaNoson means, like any Hanoi, where the primary Hanoi is Achir. But let's say if he uses a Pesiche or if he uses a Tanaku, he sells a Tanaku. So then there is a Misadaraise, but there is no Malchus. And then there is another Shalom Shiderech HaNoson, where it's not any of the Tach. So then it's only Osam Rabbanon. Then it's only Osam Rabbanon. So he mentions that Lashon. That would be in line with the Magid Mishnah. Even though it would, even that wouldn't be a Magid Mishnah Shita. But then he rejects that Shita, and then it comes at the end, the Mishnah Melech, a very long Mishnah Melech in the Bible that they had. So then he comes to the end, he comes to the conclusion. So first he says, "Uvizet zchichim on olayim as gimul chukim yom. Kol she'ochel derech hachelosei zero mashu zanol of the la'avu b'kor." It's an anomic base in the second column, the second paragraph. "Vichol shel yochel lemenim menu achu derech hanosei in shemocha oinosa na'av she'in l'achile mikrom mokinim namo l'mochel l'osu. Da'av she'in l'achile namo l'sich." But the primary use is Anoes Achim. So then there is no Malchus. But it's just on the rice. It's just on the rice. And in such a case, in this kind of Anoes, it's also a bit more Achim. So then he says, and then, Bichol Shorcha, Bichol, and words, Bichol Shorcha, Shmoyki, the Rachilek, is here, the Dolom Arush, and then, שוי דה חנוסם כי שוסם בדוק מו מיאור לו בחומץ שאילו אין הנוסם מגור אילו כי מאחלה הוא it's not healing for as a medicine all together so then it's only also the Rabbanon according to the Rabbanon and then this kind of שוי דה חנוסם is mutar lo kem חיי שם this is what he says and then he says but then he rejects it and then at the end he says so at first in line with the Shita of the Magid Mishneh, he mentioned that there are two chlukim in the Torah. Then he says, no, that there are only two chlukim in the Torah. Oh, the Rabbeinu Zal, it be soon kim shtei chlukis, ho achasi, ho eichel derech achile, hu ma shu zahno, bilal, bukores, va sheini, hi anene velo yochal, dei bilal, ach isurei, ואתם, ונחילו בימיהם, אם הוא כדי הנוס אלוהי, אלו כל הנוי שוב, הגלתי בהם לה, אך אסור עם התאיר, ובין הנוי הם כדין חוצי שיר, וכי לא איכר, שאולי כדי לך אחילה, דילי שוב למיהם, ובזה עושה לו, דברי הרלמי כיפש, כיפש. So then he said, the final chapter of the Magid Mishneh is that there are no three chukim, but two chukim. In other words, achile, and kiderech achiloson, and shaloi kiderech achiloson. Shaloi kiderech achiloson. Even though it's aiming for that amore, but since it's an eichel, so the primary means is achile, so the mele and the other amore, is shaloi kiderech achiloson. And whether it's aiming for as a medicine or it's not aiming, doesn't make a difference, according to Magid Mishneh. Now, so then, the Shita Rambam is very strange. So So that then the Shittas HaRambam, so that means that the Shittas HaRambam means that there is no, that there is no distinction between Shaloi Tiderach, let's say between a Anoye that is not aiming for that Anoye, let's say Giniach Chelef Chai. It doesn't make any difference, Chelef Chai or not Chelef Chai. Giniach Chelef Shoshe Amitzchal Dav Nakosei, where no one does it, but he just did it. It's not aiming for that. Or Anoye like Siche, where it's universally used for Siche. Or Anoye like Yisile or Mechile Tanah. So that is the Shittas of Machidish in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so Rabbahu is being wise in Isra Anoye, and the Isra Anoye is in Isra Anoye, but it's a new Israel. There is no vouchers. Since it's a new Israel, so it's Mutam Mot of Chelushe Isra Anoye. But there is no distinction according to Machidish between Hanoye Siche, Hanoye of Nisile, Bechir Lakum, or Hanoye of Hiniya Chilef Chai, Al Chilef, Chilef Shea Mishkol Galo Makosh. It's a Nisa Lechai Yisei, but still it's Mutea, Bimokei, Chilef Shea Yisei. Now, but that, from the Lashon HaRambam, it's not much more like that, because when the Rambam mentions, the Aloche of Rav Avue, he says there is no Malkes. But then the Rambam doesn't mention something like but he mentions the Sinan, the Chilakum, Siche, all kinds, the regular Hanois. Hanois that are regularly used. And there he says, he's Potter of Malkes. But when the Rambam mentions, now, let's see the Rambam. Der Christ noch mal hoch hast du auch gesagt. Komm mach hoch sie was aber neue in meine Welle doch hau, denn sie noch haben das auch kommen und globen. Ich will ich du mach ihn sie mach es mal. War doch mal so. Why does it mention what the number mentions in the agreement that is yet there. Was so ein Buch mal und so Gomez auch gab nach Gott. That's like Hilfe so sehr amüsant. There in the day in the Mosesira Ateiro, so he says, the Hebrew Mosesira Ateiro, Haloche Eleches, Vamed lo amurim, she yisrafit mishon yisrafit mishon yisrafit bizman she yidem hanos, ki shemachim imes achir yishkotim o mosim yichom di Pesach, o shemachim imes yisrafit makibut, aros o yidem hanos on, ki shemachim imes yisrafit mishon 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 So instead of Chile, we mention it's Nukmo Mechomet in the heart. But it's Ein Har. So there he says, Har is a Mut. Why doesn't he mention Siche? Why doesn't he mention Siche? He could mention after all Siche, that's the usual Hanoi, Siche. He mentions Ridio Nukmo, that's not Siche Mamesh. Ridio Nukmo Mechomet in the heart. Oy shemash to me sit one cheese with my own lume. He should say, "Bamed vol mamurim she nisrapim bishon isurim el mokzakone bizman she utzorich leichlo. Avo bizman she utzorich leichlo, el oher ismeh, ki gen she utzorich losich. Mishem she lohore, hari ze muter." Why did he say that? He picks out certain kind of annoyances that are analogous to the example mentioned in the Gemara. Something that is not used. He doesn't mention it. Why? And he mentions together with this, he mentions Shalot Derech HaKhalosot, Shemash Mises Volchis B'Mal Ruot. Monacher, and if the Rambam holds that it's Heine Hach, as the Mishnah Melech concludes, that according to the Mishnah, it's all Pshat in the Machin Mishnah. So, that it's Heine Hach, Hanoi Sikhe, Hanoi Yichirim Sinel Akum, and Hanoi Chilu Shiramisko Gabumai Kosi, it's Heinach. So, how is it that here he mentions the Hanoyas of the Pia, Milukmo, Mechomet on Yole, and over there he doesn't mention Riti on Milukmo, he mentions Mocha Mosla Akum, other Hanoyas. Apparently, the two separate kinds of Hanois, two types of Hanois. In Machos Asures, when he says, Einelike, he has reference to regular Hanoi. That's Kibar Hanos. Regular Hanoi. What is a regular Hanoi? Selling, giving. And Tziche would also be, a regular Hanoi. Masheinke, so that kind of Hanoi wouldn't be mutable Mokim Chereshe Yisakon. On the Rambam only says there is Malkes, there is no Malkes. But he mentions Hanoi Shaloitigar Hanoso, not Derech Hanoso, but Shaloitigar Hanoso. So I think the Mishnah Melech doesn't say that, but I think that the Pshat Rambam is now the Rambam when he says Kol Machal Shirosa Banoi in Menegel Yochal. Gehen sie mocha und los an lachen, oi die Globin, eine Leute, und machen sie Maches Malz. So he emphasizes that there is a chiyuv of Maches Malz. But when the Rambam mentions the aloche of Shaloiki Derech Achiloson, the Rambam says Potter, he doesn't say machen sie Maches Malz. The Rambam doesn't say machen sie Maches Malz. In the Dalet, in the Chesmachoyed Asuret, when the Rambam says, that there is a Dalet aloche yud, כמו איכוי נו האסורים מן החי לא ראה מה שאיך לא יקום דרך הנוי חוץ מבוסה בכל אור וקרוי הקרן לפי שרימנו בהם האכילה אלוהי ציצה חלוסון בלושן החרס בלושן בישו ובלושן הקדש זה סטרנג' לושן אני לא דרם נוצא בלושן הקדש לעשר היסון ואפילו שלא יקי דרך הנוי ואפילו שלא יקי דרך הנוי כיצה הרי שאיך חוס האכילה בגומת כשוחם עד שניך מות ראים הוא יש אוכל חלב חי, הוא ישיר את דבור אמור. ויש מלאנו שיח להנס על דיר שלו, ואין לו אוכל של מורים, הוא יש אוכל איך לא עושה אחר שישחיל על בהיבי שפות אומר איך לא, הרי זה פוטר. דו זה יסייע, הרי חי הוא מחסמה וזה דו זה יסייע. And when the Rambam was very exact in his expressions, when the Rambam wants to emphasize that there is Makas Marus, but no Malkes, he's not lazy and he mentioned. Here, he says, Potter, he doesn't even say Chayim Makas Malam, he just thought. But, when he mentions, in Perik Chesem Lachis Yisurei Anoi, Bachon Zasures, Kol Machu Shiosav Anoi, Nene Verlochal, Kishimoh HaRosh Mahakam, Lekom, and Eine Leike, Umakim Eze Makas Malam. There he mentions, apparently the Rambam deals with two separate questions. In Perik Chesem Lachis Bachon Zasures, Aloch Ete Zayin, he discusses the Isa Bereise of Rabavuik. Of Komokishem Ali Chalisei Chalachim Tzachim Lachtam Lezim Mahash. So he discusses that question. So when he discusses, so that's an Isa Bereise. But it's a new Isa. It's like Chotishinu. It's a new Isa. So we know there is no Malkes. Because it's not an Isra of the Eru, it's an Isra of the Sefer. It's in the Reise, but in the Sefer, it's a special category of the Reise. So in the Melee, there is no Malkes. But since it's an Isra of the Reise, and that Isra of the Reise, Imamesh, so is the same type of Isra as the Isra Achille, except that the Isra Achille, is an Isra of the Eru. מה שאין כן בישרה, לא יהיה דטמנה יצווה בישרה אחרי, זה ניסה שאין לי פורט בתאו. So it's a different category of crisis, but it's the same ניסה. So ממילא, there is Makas Malos. There is Makas Malos. Because the Rambam Shitei is עד לשם אחר. But the Rambam Shitei is that there is no alok of Makas Malos whenever someone is in there and it's a Rabbah. Not even, there is no alok of Makas Malos even when someone is able and is the rest of the Reise, there is no Makas Malus. For example, the Rambam mentions, let's say, regard to the Loches of Shabbos. So he's Potter of Nise, Loches the Rabbon of Shabbos. So he's Potter of Nise, but Makas Malus. If if someone carries an ambitious habit, so if it's a soil native, there is healing. If there is no soil native, so there is cause. If somebody doesn't know how the rights are wanted, so there is motive. But if somebody carries the kapolas, so there is makasma. So there is a lot of reaction in makasma. Why? Because neither abonon, it comes under the largest word. Because meet the kapolas, neither abonon is like meet the shisarabi, meet the rice. So since that under the right side there is skillet and chorus or yote, there is mountains, so maybe under the rabbonon, under the locha, there is maxima. But in any case, if somebody will be there and he's a rabbonon, let's say, he will be even going to a shedaim, there is no maxima. Not only if one is going to a shedaim, so there is no maxima. Even if somebody is able to miss a reset, let's say, in Surah Yaseh, Adenis and Mitzvahs, Kedem, they are Shlishi, so it's a Nisar Esek, so there is no Marcus now. But the Rambam says, in Hilches, in Soe Bia, in the thousands of Soe Bia, the Rambam says that if Bezin feels that it's necessary to give Marcus Nautus to someone who is either of Soe Esek, so it should be over, but not Chayim Marcus Nautus. But why should be worse and Nisar Esek then Shavuz the Rabbanon? The answer is Shavuz and Loche by Talmudis. So neither Rabbanon comes under the heaven of the Antes Wort. So for the Reise of that there is Kila, there is Kohenes. So maybe for the Rabbanon, so it comes under the same heaven. There is Makas Malz. There is Makas Malz. Shni is La Reyes. So neither Rabbanon comes under La Reyes. So there is Makas Malz. But the Misarese, Isure Hese, that's an independent Gisar. Even Rabbon is not coming under any heading of the Eise for Mitzvah in Malchus or Mitzvah or Kohen. So maybe there is no Makas Malchus. But if all based in the Fitzherah Hashor to give Makas Malchus, or should be on the Rabbon say? So in Mele, the Rambam says that if somebody is a leader on the Babu is a loche of Kol Mokish and Oni Echal is a Echal, so this emanates from the Yisrachle, except that the Yisrachle is in Yisrachle Furesh. And the Israel is an Israel in the Purej, so there is Machas Marus. So Israel, not Malkes, but Israel Machas Marus. Mashein came, if somebody would be, shall we get a Rachaloson? It will be bitter, he'll be Tchelet, Chai, shall we get a Rachaloson? And so he will not enjoy it. So then it's also the Rabbonon only. But the Rabbonon, so even with the Rabbonon, it's not the same kind of Isaiah. Like Eichel, Chilev, Kiderech, Achilosom. So there is no Machas Malchus. That's why the Rambam says Potter. He doesn't preach Machas Malchus. So Mele, that's why, so the Rambam, I think that when the Rambam explains the Gemore here like Rashi. Omer Rafsi, Shemini Achille Shoshiran Yisrogam, Makosi Yishu Potter. Why? Because it's not Derech Hanosom. Why isn't it Derech Hanosom? Because Chilev is not aiming for a medicine. The Chilev is aiming from Shichet, Rashi says. It's not aiming from anything. So, Mimele, there is no Isa the Reise. There is no Isa the Reise at all. There is no Isa the Reise at all. But, with Rabbon, it's just, first of all, there is a Shichet Hashem in the Mordechai in Pilgrims. Here, with Gemara, it mentions in the name of Rabbi Yor, that you're looking at Rachelosom, even down in Rabbon. We have Chilev, it's looking at. And that's exactly the reason why it's Wutel Machir Shem Sakoneh, because it's Wutel Mutam Chesh. But most Shem Machir, the Rambam, the Ram, here, in Sochim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, in the second period of Kiddushin, and the Ritual Kiddushin, so they all say that it's just on the Rabbam Shem Machir. So it's just on the Rabbam. But, with Rabbonon, it's also, so it's like, eating the one in Kiddushin. There is, it's not the same kind of Isa with Rabbonon as it is with Reise Kederach Achelos. So in Mele there isn't even Makas, the Rambam doesn't mention Makas Marvus when someone is Echel, Chilev Shalui Kederach Achelos. He doesn't mention Makas Marvus. When someone, let's say, makes a Rubin of Chometz and puts on Kadimake, he doesn't mention Makas Marvus because Shalui Kederach Achelos is not aiming for that Halei. So it's only with Rabbonon. And even with Rabbonon, it's an independent Isa. It doesn't come under the Isa the Reise, under the heading of the Isa the Reise. You can read the Talmudis of Rabbanon. It's like the Rabbanon of reading Gibbon to Asherai. There is no Makas Malchus. Here, the Gemara of Sile. So you get down the Omer of Avon when it goes to the Tere Lekin Aleyen. And with that, also, we move the Mayos, the Rashi, we move the Shemini Achimus, the Shemini of Makos, the Shupota. That is Shalim Dar Hanoson. So what does it mean, Potter? Not only Potter of Malchus, even Potter of Makas Malchus. But it's only a Nisa Rabbanon. So Rashi can, the Rambam can explain to you more like Rashi, except that Rashi, it's much more from Rashi Shite, than Rashi is the real world. That if it will not be, if it will be Derech HaNoson, if it will be, let's say, Siche, or Bechila, the Sinel Achum, so then there will be Malchus holds. But Rambam holds, even if it's irregular Amoye, that is, for which it is Amei, so there is no Malchus. Why is there no Malchus? Because it's a Nisa Shem before Shvateiro. It's not the Ikea Nisa. The Ikea Nisa of, let's say, of the Surah Achille is reference to Achille. Not to other Amoyes. But, from the point of view of the Isa Shem before Shvateiro, is the same type of Isa. Is the same type of Isa. So Mimele, there is Makas Malchus, there is no Malchus, because it's not before Shvateiro. But Makas Malchus there is. Here he says Potter means not only Potter of Malchus, Potter means of Makas Malchus. So that's because Shalim Dar Hanoson. So if, where does the Rambam mention this Alochem, the Kemu Chesila Teret? But in the Ches of Machos Asures, there he mentions a regular Anoye, so that is a Nisa Raisa, but it's not before Shvateiro, so there is no Malchus. So, but it's Chayim Makas Malchus, and when the Matarim of the Eichelim says, Rimute, Hini Achilles Shoshir Anitzko Gamakos Yishu Poter, so what does it mean, Poter? He means Poter Rigm of Makas Malchus. But the Nisra Rabbanon there is. So that Aloha, the Rambam mentions in the Eichelim.
in that immediately after the emotion.
So the Mishnah Melech in Berkeinich Sisir HaTeiros, so there's a very long Mishnah Melech. So he is chilek on the Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, and he says that it couldn't be that according to the Rambam, so every Anoye is in an Eichel is considered Shaliki the Achanoson, because since it's possible to have Anoye through Achille, so any other Anoye is Shaliki the Achanoson. So then it shouldn't be Mutar B'mokim Chelesh in Misakone, so it's a Misad Raise. Since it's Mutar B'mokim Chelesh in Misakone, so it's a Raye that Shaliki the Achanoson is only a Misad Rabo. So he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Pshat in the Rambam is no. The Rambam doesn't mean because it's Shaloki Derech Hanoson. Because the Rashid is the Rambam is that Yisr Anoyi is a new Yisr. So Mimele, there is no Malkus. But Anoye, when it's Derech Hanoson, so there is a Yisr Raise and Makas Mardus. But Mashenke Shaloki Derech Hanoson Mamish, then it's only Yosam Derabono. Now, so the Mishnah Melech says that according to the Rambam, so there is no Malkus even for Anoy in Bosa B'chol. This is what he says. So the Mishnah Melech could say that because the Mishnah Melech rejects the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. Masha'inkin, according to the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason is why there is no Malkus for any Anoy, even Anoy of Mishiche, Siche, that is aimed for that. So the Magid Mishnah says there is no Malkus according to the Rambam. Because since it's an Eichel, so what kind of Anoye is considered Kiderech Hanoson? Only the Hanoye of Achille, but not any other Anoye. So that's why Shalui Kiderech Hanoson, there is no Malkus. So that's why there is no Malkus for Hanoson, because every Hanoson is Shalui Kiderech Hanoson. So maybe it will follow according to the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam Yod HaZoko, so this aloha that he says, that there is no Malkus, so that applies only to other Yisur Achille, but not to Bosa B'cholov, because by Bosa B'cholov, so the aloha is even Shaloi Kiderech HaChiloson, Shaloi Kiderech HaNoson is Chayim. So maybe it should be Chayim Malkus for Hanoi as well. According to Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, the Mishnah Malach says that according to the Rambam there is no Malkus for Anoye or Basa B'cholov, because the Mishnah Malach rejects them, the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. But according to Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason is why there is no Malkus by every Eichel for Anoye, because every Anoye is Shaloi Kiderech Hanoson. But by Bosa B'cholov, there is no aloha of Kiderech Hanoson, Kiderech Hanoson, Kiderech Hanoson. So maybe there should be Malkus. But then we have to say, according to Magid Mishneh, that the Rambam Yod HaZoko is chilek on his own shite in the Nikud and Niflo in the Pirush HaMishneh Krisis. And that's a deichak. And then from the Diuk Halosh of the Rambam in Perik Tes Milches Machlos Asuras Aloch Aleph, it's mash. He mentions that was Bacholov Yos Bachiver also the Bishlo also Banoye, and then he mentions Lekabim Malkus. He mentions it in connection with Bishlo and Achille. He doesn't mention Leke in connection with Anoye. So it's mashma like the Mishlo Malach Inoch Name. So the Magid Mishnah's Pshat is very strange. But according to the Magid Mishneh, we have to say that according to the Rambam Shita in Yod HaZoko, there is Malkus for Anoye and Bosa B'cholov. And there is no Malkus for Anoye and other Isurim, but not Bosa B'cholov. Why other Isurim not? Because other Isurim, so it emanates from Rabbi Avuhu Saloche. Masha'in Kei Bosa B'cholov, so three times we say Vashru, so it doesn't emanate from Rabbi Avuhu Saloche. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Krisis, Nekudim Uflore, says it does emanate. So according to Magid Mishneh, we have to say that the Rambam Yod HaZoko is chilek on his own shite in the Pirush HaMishneh. Oh.
Thirty-seven
Shur Pesachim. By Omar Abzir. Now we have here two issues in the Gemara. The two issues of Rabbi Omar Abzir.
So the first portion of our book, Rabbi Yochanan, is Holy Solution of Eidol, in Lekin of the Melodel Hanosa, in which one of Derech HaChavos, so in other words, he eats Chilet Chai, he's Pota, because he doesn't enjoy it. So what is called Shalikid HaChavos? In other words, if he doesn't enjoy the eating, So then it's culturally not also a thing. It's bitter or the Rambam says if he swallows it while it's very hot and he feels pain. So in other words, if it's not enjoyable, then it's a looking at Rachel. So he's spotted. But the first question of Rabbi Ben Avichai doesn't say anything about the enemy shalukim derech hamos. The second question says that kol so in shabatei yom lekim al derech hamos. Bimute mai, bimute shemri achele shal shiran yiskal gabu makosei shehu pot. Shehu pot. We call shkir echel of chai shehu pot. So that's another aloha. Because in the first portion, so we gabi achele only if the achele is not enjoyable. Mashein kei, we gabi hanoye, so he is just as much nervous when he's mani achele shal shiran yiskal gabu makosei is when he makes a siche. But the answer he asks is that the siche, so it is aiming for siche. Mashein kei, chile, shoshin chile, is not aiming to be used on a market. So in other words, what shall we get out of Hanosa? What's the definition of shall we get out of Hanosa? According to Rashi's pshat. So, and according to most Rashi, so that if it is not aiming, if he has that kind of anoye, that it is not imit for it. So Rashi says, "Chile bin derech hamos yelo ba'avor." Sheyachilus, we lo imit for it. We koshkin eichel chile b'chay. So in other words, if it's not imit for that hanoi, even though the hanoi is just he drives a grave, he is never from it, and it's enjoyable. But in as much as it's not imit for that hanoi, so it's considered shalei derech hamos. Mashein kim l'gabi achil in the first portion. So there it's not a question whether it's aiming for achil or it's not aiming for achil. Even if it's not aiming for achil, but if it's enjoyable, so it's gila achil also. If it's not enjoyable, even though it's aiming for achil, let's say it's a derech of people to eat something that is bitter. They don't enjoy it. It has a very unpleasant taste. And if somebody will eat that, so it will be put there, even though it's aiming for that kind of thing. So there hachalosa means that it's shalei derech hachalosa means not enjoyable. Shalei derech hachalosa means if it's not aiming for that kind of thing. So according to Rashi, so if let's say a certain double osa would universally be used for it, so the melee, it we would be higher. The only reason as to why he's put there is because it's not aiming for the number. Now, that's a Shiras Rav. Now let's give a shot in the moment before we discuss again Shiras Rav. If my name, Omar Rabache Barabi, Omar Rabasham Rabichan, in the Achilles of Shiras Rav, in the Achilles of Shiras Rav, in the Achilles אומר רב זעיר רחמנא מדיון אין זייט גנס אפוין שמול אלע יצן נזיי סימנא נובי דובאט ביו מיטוסים טיינען דע מיין אין לוי מיי טיימע לאב מישמול די קאחלו דער חנוס לאחו דער חנוס סו די מישנה סייז that when is there a chiyuv malchus? When is there a chiyuv malchus? Only when is there a chiyuv malchus? For all if he eats the mashke, the Jews, only the mashke of Zesivandot. But suppose the Jews of other parents of all, so there is no chiyuv malchus. Two simtenim remaining, let's say he squeezed out the Jews. Obtaining of figs or remaining, so he's not high. My time. Why not? We should be called there hamos. So it's a right. Of the Abaye Bishwe, the Ashminon, we could fail, we call him there hamos, say, Shah. then it will be a right. El Horeb, at least, why is that Chayef? It's because the Jews of Paris, Adab, and Zeis, and Novin, Yisei, Baalme. So it's not considered as the Gufo Eicha, because it's Yisei, Baalme. So it's no Chayef, the Shalonki, the Hanos, and so on. Now, in Sefer Avoyin, Al Mashko, in Sefer Strumis, we call out the Ikom, in Paris, Kol Mashko, El Eilu, Bilvah, in Sefer Avoyin, Al Shum, in Paris, The connection with Shigas Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah says, and that's a very big chiddush, that the Rambam holds that now the Rambam says in Ichuches Macholas Asures that for all the Dvorim Masurim Ba'Achile that are also Osabanoi because of the Gavuin Salor. So there is no malchus. There is no malchus. So that Mishnah says that the Moke of the Rambam is this Gemara, because the Gemara says here in the second Moshe that comes from Shabbateo, in which you know the Hanoson, even the Achille of Shal Shiram is called Makosi, Shu Potea. So according to Rashi, one of the Achille of Shal Shiram is called Makosi Potea, because it's not here for the Rambam. Mashain Kay, if let's say he will, Mashain Kay, if he will give away. If you give away to someone or sell the chayyuv shel she'ar nisko, so then he will be chayyuv malchus according to Rashi. He will be chayyuv, and the shulchan the Be'eri, he mentions in the middle of the Torah, an hour tomorrow, that he will be chayyuv malchus if no son of Mochalak. So here is a potter of malchus because it's not aimed for that kind of anoy. But the Rambam says that for no anoy is a malchus. Even for Siche or for Nosan Mochal Akum. So the Mishnah says that any dot Vareichel, so is primarily aiming for Achille, so any Hanoye, other than the Hanoye Achille, is considered Shalikid Aram. So the Mele, so it's not, according to Rambam, the Mishnah says, so the Chat is not Chilev Shosher Anisko because it's not universally used for medicine. Even if it will universally be used for medicine, the Chelesh of Shiranis. So it will still be potter, because every Dvarei Chel, so which can be used for Adoyes Achille, if someone derives another Hanoi, Hanoi other than Achille, so Mele in Shalikidahanoson, so Mele is potter, but also it is, because, so in other words, according to Magen Mishnah, so Rav Avuhi is aloche of kol mokim shenemar yeichal yiseichal et zachil et zameir mashma. So it's always shomid derech hanoson and it's also min reise. So the Mishnah says it's like chotishino, it's also min reise, there is no malchus. And but the Gemara says that chotheo brings in connection with Rabbine that he used the guak in the oven, he uses the kuye as a kuye, and the Gemara says the reason is why he used it, even though she was not a chayyuv for his daughter, but because she was so according to Magen Mishnah, pshat in the Rambam, shalikid derech hanoson, every hanoye is shalikid derech hanoson, and it's muter. It's mitzvah for chilul shabbos, and he equates it with chotish. Now there is, I mentioned the sheet that what the chiluch says. The chiluch says regabe in a kippur in a mail. So he says that chilul shabbos is allowed to eat a kippur. He says if it's a chilul shabbos, so then it can mean box for his mitzvah. So in Chaschim Chelakashe, but Chotishiyu is also not a whole, so how can it be Mutter for Chilul Shabbos HaKodesh? only because nefesh can be matir. The Mechaschim Achrei is the question. So, Rabbo, in Sefer, he says that the Mechaschim Achrei has reference to someone who is a chile shein b'sakona right now. But if he will fast on Yom Kippur, then he'll become a chile shein b'sakona. But if he right now is a chile shein b'sakona, but if he will fast on Yom Kippur, there'll be complication and he'll become a chile shein b'sakona. So if it's possible for him to avoid the complication by eating pochas pochas mreshio, so maybe he has to eat pochas pochas mreshio. This is how he explains the chiddush. But there is a deicha in that pshat. The lashon of the chiddush is not like that. The Mechas Chiddush himself points out that even though it's possible to explain the chiddush so that he has reference to a case where there is a sakone, but it's not mashma from the lashon of the chiddush. So, of course, it's a very strange chinuch, but the Magen Mishnah says the same thing. So, even if we explain the chinuch the way Rabbeinu does, but the Magen Mishnah says in so many words that by chinuch shein b'sakone, so it's muter. This is the rise. It's muter. And he equates this is the rise. He equates with the Issa Deraise of Hotshin. And we got this Issa Deraise of Sholiki Derachan also, which means every Amor is Sholiki Derachan. So, it's Muta of the Chel Shem Yisakot. So apparently, that's the Sheik of the Magid Mishneh. That's the Sheik of the Magid Mishneh. That Hotshin and the Issa of כל מוקים שנאמר לי איכה ויסייכה איך עוד יסרח חילה ואיך עוד יסרח לא יביא מה שמה so he's muter במוקים חילה של מסכון and it's the same kind of thing what's the shaykhs so the shaykhs could be just as hot as shield he's also not all but it's a new isa it's not the same isa it's deduced from the posik of kol chile so we are maro beim hot as shield but it's a new Yisra, it's not the same Yisra. For Raye, if someone takes a Shmue to eat a Chotzik Kazayis to Beles and the Shmue is Chal, if someone takes a Shmue to eat a Kazayis to Beles, so it's a Shmue Shom, not only Kazayis to Beles. If someone takes a Shmue not to put on the film one day, so it's a Shmue Shom. So the question is, so in order to be a Shmue Shom, so Malkus is not the prerequisite. So why should the Shmue be Chal when one takes a Shmue? To eat the Chotzik HaZayis to build the Chotzik HaZayis Chilet, so it's mashma from the Rambam that insofar as the Yisra Amfuah is the law of Brisei Chukom Veilo Chilet is concerned, so that applies only to Yishio, to HaZayis, less than HaZayis that. But there is a new Yisra, and that Yisra is it's deduced from the Pasuk, but that's an Yisra that the Rambam calls a Brisei Chukom because it's a special category of the Raises. Is the Raises that are not Mifuroshim Bator. Not Mifuroshim Bator. So the Mele, the Aloche of Nishma Bakat HaMitzri, so it's not Chal, it's the Shor, applies only to the Raises, to the category of the Raises that are Mifuroshim Bator. It doesn't apply to the Raises of the Vesentri that are produced from the Midrash Atir and Brezhin. So the Mele, it could be that. Now, how do we know? Now, how do we know that Elisa the Raisi erases it, the Raisi? So only Pikuach Nefesh is Matir. But nothing short of Pikuach Nefesh is Matir Elisa the Raisi. How do we know that? So there's the Drosh in Sanhedrin. The Goyim that I am seeing could be involved in your day. So he mentions the Drosh in Sanhedrin, Va'afi Shem Rekecho Bechol. We have the next etap here. Va'af Hashem Rekecho b'chol v'och v'chol naf shem v'chol Rekecho. So in nema b'chol naf shem v'chol nema b'chol Rekecho nema b'chol Rekecho nema b'chol naf shem v'chol. Elu leimolach, in ye isham shem v'chol v'chol mei leikach v'chol naf shem v'chol naf shem v'chol 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 v'chol. So the Ram says that v'chach nefesh is deiche kol atere kol ha'ol yisorim except that we have it. Ma she'in kei the hitzi moment not gach nefesh. So one is mechuyev to be mitzi kol moment shebeiro that he possesses, and not to be meiv eranemi misaderais. So if an anos forces an akum and says to him, now listen, you be mechal Shabbos. If you are not mechal Shabbos, I'll take away all your property, I'll destroy your house, but I'll leave you alone, I won't kill you, but I'll destroy everything that you possess. So the halacha is, he is mechuyev to suffer all the hefset moment in the world, and not be mechal Shabbos, not only chel Shabbos, any isach, chel Shabbos, any isach, any isach. So the Ram says, how do we know? How do we know that it is like that? So the Ram says, because of this drasha, im yesh lecha odom shemomei mechobi molach migupei likach nema bechol moideh. Likach nema bechol moideh. So that applies to also the goyim. In Simin Kufin Bo, when Yadayas, he has Sikasha, he's not Chilik on the Ram. Because no one is Chilik on the Ram. But he has Sikasha on the Ram. And it remains Nitzol Chil. He says, from the same Pasuk that we learn out, that one is Mechuyev to be Nisa Nefesh himself, for Abin Izor. So we also learn out that Im Yesh Lachodam, Shemo Min Lechot Kol Min Kufin, Likach Nero Bechol Min Decho. So in other words, so the same pasuk that mentions b'chol meidecho mentions b'chol nafshe. Now, insofar as b'chol nafshe is concerned, so that applies only to Avodah Zarah, but not to kol nisurim shebateiro. Not to kol nisurim shebateiro. But so b'meile, so as far as kol meidecho is concerned, so it should also apply only to Avodah Zarah, but not to show you some material. So in regard to Avodah Zarah, one should be obligated to be mafsid kol moment that he possesses, but not in regard to show you. So how is it that we distinguish between the drosha of chol meidecho and the drosha of chol nafshe? The drosha of chol nafshe. So it remains in Sorachim, but it's not chilek amara. No rishon is chilek. No rishon is chilek on the Ram. Now, so of course it's a very strong kasha, but we have to say that in Chanan, after all, does the Torah say, what the Torah says, ve'avdi sham lekecho, v'chol ubof kol v'chol nafshecho, v'chol mi'idecho, v'chol mi'idecho. So does the Torah say, avdi zore here? The Torah doesn't say avdi zore. The Torah says that we're mechuyev to be here with Hashem, b'chol nafshecho, v'chol mi'idecho. So memele, that means that he is mechuyev to give up his life for the Rebbein Shalom. He is mechuyev to give up all the money for the Rebbein Shalom. So Eivach and Amen, if there hadn't been the droshe of the Chayba and the Roshe Yom Chayb, so then we would say mitzah the droshe of the Chol Nafshe Chol Chol Yidecho, that he is mechuyev to give up his life for every Yisa Shabbatel. Every Yisa Shabbatel. Not after Yisrael. But, so as far as the droshe of b'chol nafshecho is concerned, if there hadn't been the droshe of the chayber l'shiyomot b'em, I would say b'chol nafshecho implies you have to give up your life for the Rebbein Shalom. What does it mean to give up your life for the Rebbein Shalom? You should not be even on the issuing of the Rebbein Shalom. So the Melei would have to give up his life. He would have to give up his life for Shabbos, for Nevele, for Treve, for Mosbacholo, for every Yisrael Shabbatim. But there is a pasuk of the Chayim Shalom Uzben. Chayim Shalom Uzben. So the melee it doesn't come. So giving up the life for Shabbos doesn't come within the pasuk of the Chol Nafshecho. It would come. But what does it mean, the Chol Nafshecho? You have to give up your life for the Rebbein Shalom. But the pasuk of the Chayim Shalom Uzben tells us that the Rebbein Shalom doesn't want that we should refrain from Chil Shabbos when it's negay our life. So it's not, so mainly it doesn't come within the pasuk of the Chol Nafshecho. Masha'in can regard to giving up all the money that one possesses. So there is no drosheh of the Chayim Shalom Uzben. V'loyishe yapsit momenet. There is only halacha of the chayvim or shiyamim, but not me. But there is no zeras akos of the chayvim the loy shiyafsid mameine. So the mele, giving up the mamein comes within the chomei becho. The same thing would apply to the chomei avshicha also, if there hadn't been a posik of the chayvim or shiyamim. But since there is a posik, so the posik tells us that I am not also in case of Pikach Nefesh, I'm not also to be Bechal Shabbos. So how can it come with Bechal Nafshecho? The Torah doesn't ask a Chilul Shabbos under such circumstances of Pikach Nefesh. But Mashiach came in regard to Momei, so where there is no Gzeres HaKosuv of Bechai Ben Beloshi Yapsik Momei, so the Mele, it comes within Bechal Meidecho. It comes from Meidecho. So Mamesh is the same Gzeres HaKosuv, but in regard to Pikach Nefesh, we have the posik of a chayv ben loshi yamid. Anyway, so that means that one thing is certain, that if there hadn't been a gzeras akosu, if there hadn't been a gzeras akosu of holding the chol, then one would not be mechuyev. One would not be mechuyev to give up all the money for Chil Shabbos, only because there is a posik of Mechol Meidech. Im Yesh Lohodom, Shemomei Nechomim Olof Mikufei Sor. This is the biggest sacrifice. It's more chomif to that person than his group. So still, there is a lot of Chol Meidech. Now, the question arises, why do we need a posik? That we see from the Rambam. That if not for the Zazakos of Chol Meidech, so if an Amos would force a Jew to, let's say, to be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise his woman would be taken away, he would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But why isn't he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Because he is Mechuyev to give up all his money. That's the only reason. Why do we need a posik? I should say, it's a hasvora, that even without the posik, he should be mechuyev to give up his money. Why do we need a posik? We need a posik that a certain hardship should be matter, like the Pikach Nefesh. But without the posik of Chayv Ben Loshi Yamid Zver, and without the Chol Nafshecho, we should say, what kind of a hell does he have? To be Mechal Shabbos, to save his life? If there is no special Zeres HaKosuv. But it appears from the Ran, other Rabbi, that if there hadn't been a Zeres HaKosuv, Chol Meidecho, and of Chol Nafshecho, so then without any posik, he would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to avoid, have said Momen, in order to avoid losing his life. Why? So we have to say that onus, if someone is an onus gomo, so then it's a matir on the averos, and it's not only ptura bonchi, but it's a matir on the averos, if someone is an onus gomo. So in mele, now, that is, there is a raya, according to Rambam Shite, now, not other shame machel than Rambam, but according to the Rambam Shite, the halacha of the chay ben, the loy shiyamid ben, does not apply to benayah. So in other words, so let's say, if a benayah will be a chile shiyed b'sakon, and the doctor will tell the benayah, you have to eat a lam l'chay. So it's mashma that according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be allowed to eat a lam l'chay. Maybe he would be allowed, but the Rambam doesn't mention that halacha. The Rambam only mentions that if an anus force a beleach to be either on his own mitzvahs, even on a mitzvah, so then he is allowed to be either. So it could be that when someone is a chayli, he's also an anus, but I don't want to discuss that. The Shittas Rambam is mashma that when is one considered anonymous, if he is forced, but if he is not forced,
then it is not considered an oneness. That is mashma. So by chayli is not considered an oneness. So mele, so from the shit Rambam, it's mashma that he is considered an oneness. Only when he's considered an oneness, so then there is a head. Then there is a head. So if the Rambam Shita had been that only onus is only the door of onushim, so why does the Rambam say that if the Neach was forced by an anus to behave the Ramzayim mitzvahs, so he's mutter to behave it? Why? Because of onus, and the Rambam emphasized, the Rambam doesn't mention the Chayvah. So it seems from the Rambam that there is no aloha of the Chayvah in the Neach. And still, So why is he mutter? Because of onus. So we see that Ines is a matir, and if he's an onus, go. Because there are certain onus who have been onus, but they are not an onus gomer. An onus gomer means my habit or never. He has no other. So if someone is an onus gomer, also it appears that the Shita Rambam means that it's a header for Yisrael. It's not true according to all the Shita. But the Shita Rambam appears like it. So if there hadn't been the Gzeras HaKosov of the Chomri Mitecho, if there hadn't been the Gzeras HaKosov of the Chomri Mitecho, so then even when one is forced to give way all his money, he would also be considered an anus. So that in itself would be a heter and easy. But since it would be an anus gomer. But since there is our halacha of bichol nafshi of chol nidecho, so the mele that means that he is mechuyev to give up his life for the Rebbeinu Shlom. He is certainly mechuyev to give up all his moment that he possesses and to remain a pauper all his life and be mechazer al tzochi for the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the mele is not an onus gomer. What kind of an onus is it? Onus means my heart will never. So if there hadn't been halacha of chol nidecho that he is mechuyev to give up all his moment for the Rebbeinu Shlom, so then we can say he's an honest gombo, my abu levat, what can he do? He should give up all his money. But he is mechuyev to give up all his money for the Rebbeinu Shlom. So what kind of an honest is he? He's not an honest. It's difficult for him, of course, it's difficult. It's difficult to observe mitzvah generally, it's difficult. This is a little more difficult. But he is mechuyev to do it. So he's not an honest gombo of my abu levat. How can we say my abu levat when he failed to fulfill what the Torah requires? So the mele is not an onus, but if he had been, but if there hadn't been a halacha of chol nidecho, so the mele, he would be considered an onus. Now, the halacha is that in regard to mitzvah saseh, not his lois saseh, sure, but mitzvah saseh, let's say, tefillin, lulav, all the mitzvah saseh shebateiro, even mele, and kol pesach, all the mitzvah saseh shebateiro, for mele and kol pesach, so there's a chiyuv kores, so it's chmuret. But for mitzvahs I say, one is not mechuyev to be mivaz beis heimra. What is considered heimra? So some Hashem say, a fifth of his property. Some Hashem say, a tenth of his property. Whatever it is, but there is a halacha that the heimra, one is not mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs. Why not? Why should it be mechuyev? So the answer is, so the Ram says, I mean all the shame for now, and the heim also is chasek, that when the Gemara says Yesh b'chol m'nidach Yesh l'cho odom she m'mei l'chol v'olok l'gufe l'kach nema b'chol m'nidach, so that you have to give up all your money, so that Zeres HaKosov has reference only to Eloises, not Eses. The Rebosh says that Yishin Pizayim, I think it only has reference to Eloises, not Eses. So this is how the Rebosh explains why do we say that on the Eloises we have to one has to give up all his money, and on Eses he doesn't have to give him up, because in regard to Eloises there is a loch of Chol Nidecho. So the Gzeras HaKosov of Chol Nidecho applies to Eloises to Yisurim, not to Eses. So Mimela seems the B'chol Nidecho does not apply to the B'chol Nidecho does not apply to Eses. So the Mele, in regard to Eses, if he has to give a hein up, he's an onus. But in the Kabbalah, he says, he cannot say he's anonymous. He's required to do that. How can he say he's anonymous? How can he say he's anonymous? Now, U.S., when the Rambam says that even on the three Averis, even on Shirazom, if Opa Giloy Ne'arak, so he's Potter, so he was able to say that, but he's Potter Vonshin because anonymous he is. Now, what kind of anonymous is he? So as a matter of fact, the Chidush Yadav of Nitzanhedrin, so he mentions the name of Rav Dovi, and he says that on the three Averis, if he's overboard in the Iraq, so he's not considered anonymous, he's Chilka Nakamak. He says, what kind of anonymous is he? The Torah says, you have to give up your life and not kill somebody else. So what kind of anonymous are you? But the Shiva Rambam means that even on the three Averis, he's overboard in the Iraq, so he's part of a Bonshin, because when now it's Asi Dovo, now it's Asi Dovo, in other words, so he's part of a, he's part of Nisse, of Kores, of Nisse Shomai. So he's Chilka Nakamak. And he holds that even though he is mechuyev to give up his life and not to be the Ramshi Chazoni, but since he did it in order to save his life, in order not to get killed by the Hanos, so anonymous he is. So how can you say that the reason is why he's not considered anonymous when somebody is mechal Shabbos in order to save his money is because since the Torah requires him to give up all his money, the whole money. So maybe he's not a monolith because we cannot always him by Havel and Erat. What could he have done? But here he certainly could have done. He certainly could have complied with what the Torah requires him to do. So, but over there, too, he did not comply with what the Torah requires him to do. The Torah required him to give up his life and not to kill. And he killed. So the answer is there are two aloches on us. There is aloche that onus is water of onshin. So even if he's not the one who's going to buy Havel and Erat, not the kind of bonus who is not at fault, but the dinos, he's also part of a bunch. He's also a part of a bunch. So the Sifri and the Posik, Lanaro and Sas of Dovo, Ein Lanaro Mishpat Moves, Chait Mishpat Moves, Kasher Yoko Mishal Neiru Tzorek in Ador Azam. So the Sifri learns out Eilana, Eit Mishpat Moves, that the Nara Moroso is even two or three Havas. Is even two or three Havas. So in other words, and that is not learned out. That is not learned out from the Nara Sassadovo, but from Eit Mishpat Moves. From Eit Mishpat Moves. The answer is, as far as being Potter of Onshin of Mise and of Malchus is concerned, so even one who is not an honest God is Potter. Let's say like Eritzeah who killed because he was forced under the threat that he will be killed. So he's not an honest God. He's certainly at home. He's certainly not buying that kind of Eritzeah. But he has a demons. Mashiach came to patter him. What's that? Mashiach came to patter him. From Hatos, so only a Naram Rosso Shizitso Beines, where she was raped, she was forced, and she was not at fault at all, where she is in a Musa Gmur of my having never, so he's part of the Hatos. But suppose someone would have a Dinonus, but he's not an Onus Gomor of my having never. He's still at fault. He's not part of the Hatos, but of Mise and Malkinis, he would be part of, even if he's not an Onus Gomor, as long as he has his demons. So what Shitas Aramba means that whenever a person does an Aveir under the threat of Mise, so Mele he has his demons, even if he is at fault, even where he was Mechuyev to give up his life. So that's in order to pater him from Mise, but in order to pater him from Hatos, so in Dinonus is not enough. He must be an Onus Gomor. That's the reason why the Sifri learns out that the Naram also is brought up from the Hatos, not from the Posik who has Asid Abo, but from Chet Mishpat Moves. Because the Chet Mishpat Moves is a purpose. So that is mentioned. That is mentioned by the Torah in order to advise us that where the like Naram also, where she's not only she has a Dinonus, but she's not at fault at all. by Hanul Melech, what could she have done? So Mimele, so they, she's in two of the house. But someone who only has a yichus, but he's not in the scumble of my Hanul Melech, who is at home, so he has a yichus, so he's part of Mitzvah, of Monkes, of Kores, of his Mishamayim, but no Ptu of Hanus. So Mimele, Dinonus can be even when he's at fault. So of course Dinonus is not a heter for the Isa. Mashenke, if he's anonymous of my house or never, who is completely not at fault at all, so in such a case, it's a heter for the Isa also. So if there hadn't been the exerzakos of the homely thereof, so I wouldn't know that the Jews were here to give up all this money for the event. I wouldn't know if there hadn't been such a zerzakos. So then I would say that whenever someone is forced by an anus to give up all his money or do an avere, he's an anus, he's an anus gomo. But since the Torah says you're holding the heart, so he's certainly not an anus. He's certainly not an anus. He's not, doesn't even have a dinos, since the Pach Nefesh, so it's only the whole day, then he has a dinos. But in this case, since he's mechuyev to give up his money, so he's not even because he doesn't even have a dinos. But without it, there's a cause of homing the hope. So he would be an honest gamo. So that's the reason as to why the Ram says that Amitzisasei, he doesn't have to give up any money. Because it's a cause of homing the hope. Doesn't apply to Mitzisasei. That's the Ribosh says that. Another guy. I mean, the Ram says that the Rois says he is behooved to give up all his money because of Chomu Dech. Anyways, it's another Afghanism. And the Rivosh in Jewish Shimbri Zion, so he says, because the Chomu Dech applies only to Rois says, and it doesn't apply to us. Now, there is, it's not negated to us, but there is a machlokes between the Rivosh and almost all Achelim. All Achreim say that when Gemara says Amvadis yes Amechemesh, Amvadis Amvadis yes Amechemesh, so he's not going to give up the Hin Rav for Nisus Asei, so it's not only Nisus Asei now. Even the Leisa say that if Sheva Al Taise he's not going to give a Hin Rav. Let's say for example somebody let's say has Chometz, Leisa is approaching. And he owns Chometz. And in order to get rid of the Chometz, he must spend the Hina. Otherwise, he has no way of getting rid of the Chometz. He has no way of getting rid of the Chometz. Only if he'll spend the Hina. Let's say it's already Osea Ba'anoye, it's Shor Shishi, so it's already Osea Ba'anoye, so the real people is not affecting. And so the only way to get rid of the Chometz is punish to destroy it, to burn it, and in order to burn it, he must spend the Hina. So is it a way? So the Chavos Yoyah says he's not a way. Because for the same reason that one is not a way to give the Hina in order to be kind of mitzvah of Tzion. So one can fulfill the mitzvah of Tzion only if he'll give away all his property. Otherwise he will not have a way of Tzion, he'll never be able to put on Tzion in his life. He's not a way to do it. So even the laces say, I laces say, the Sheva Al Taise, so he knows the same. And on the other hand, if it's a Nisa say, even though it's not a laces say, so then he's mechuyev to spend all his money. So the distinction is not between Nisa and laces say, but the distinction, according to Chavos Yoyah, is between Sheva Al Taise and Kupas. That is the Chavos Yoyah, and he got him all the things. But the Rivosh is even Shimpi Zion, he says to the Talmud. He says that if it's a Loise says, so it's the Huyev to give up all this money because of holy death. And even if the Loise says the Sheva Pais. Even if the Loise says the Sheva Pais. So when we say that it's not the Huyev to give the Engrav, that's only if it is an S. But the way he says, even Shabbat is Mechuyev to spend all his money because of Chol Midah. So the divorce in that Chuvah says, but if it's the same only, so then it's not mechuyev to give up all his money. Because Chonti Decho is what first the Lysa said. He doesn't have preference to that. So maybe because of that, he's not mechuyev to put out the field. Let's say someone has to give up all his money in order to get rid of people. Otherwise, he won't be able to put out the field all his life. So he's not mechuyev. He doesn't have to do it. But why? What kind of aid? What can we do? Why do we have the Zakosu? That is what the answer is. Since the Zakosu of Homi Deho does not apply to an essay, so Mimele is considered an onus if he has to spend the Imran. And if not for the Zakosu of Homi Deho, so if Mimele is the same, would be considered an onus. And it would be an onus double of Maya Moreva. But only because we have the Zakosu of Homi Deho. So apparently, I mean, it's a strange Chiddush. But the Shita of the Magid Mishnah is, and possibly the Shita of the Chinuch, that seems without the Zeres HaKosov of Chomim Dachim. So I would say that he's not the Chuyah to make my aim now, even for Eloises and the Kumbah saying, and the only business why.